Hey friends, what's up and welcome back to yet another podcast with me, your host and buddy, Myron. Yes, and today we have a topic that everyone deals with it, and the topic is how to deal with anxiety. To start off with this topic, first we need to know what is anxiety. So anxiety is a feeling of uneasiness, and it is caused due to the reasons of worrying, fear, or maybe stress. So now that we know anxiety and why is it caused, so let's learn some 5 tips how to deal with it. So the number one tip for dealing with anxiety is just to realize and know that it's not your fault. Yes, not everything that happens in your life is not your fault. We are just living it. Everything happens, we are dealing with it. So you don't have to be stressed out of it. You don't have to feel uneasy. It's a part of life. So the number one point is know that you're not responsible for it. It just happens. And naturally, our mind, our brain works on thinking about it. So that's why you feel anxious. So realize and know that it happens. It's not your fault. Moving on to the next point is understanding your subconscious powers. So now, everyone knows that we have a conscious mind, that the conscious mind of where we make decisions of the right and the wrong, of choosing different day-to-day tasks like eating choices of different food, of choices of wearing clothes, different decisions. This is the conscious mind. But we also have a subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is where we don't make decisions. Our body makes decisions for us. Our mind makes decisions for us. So this is a subconscious mind. To explain it very simply, the subconscious mind is like a child, and our conscious mind is like a parent. Our consciousness is where we talk, where we listen, where we see, and subconscious is where it all is stored. You can try and get your memories back from your subconscious, but they are not always there on your mind. They're back of your mind. So subconscious is something like that. So in simple words, subconscious is your child and your conscious is your parent. So now obviously when you're a child and your parent tells you something, you're bound to listen to it because your parent is telling you. Definitely it's something right. It may be good for you. That's what we realize when we're children. So the same way, when our conscious mind tells our subconscious mind about something, it takes it. It takes it and it thinks that it's right. And our subconscious mind is very open to suggestions, and we have a control over it. So naturally, if we have a control over our subconscious mind, we have to feed it with good thoughts. So we should focus on love rather than hate, and focus on faith rather than fear. The last one, the faith over fear, is very important. So we tend to forget that if we change the emotion of fear into faith, we feel peaceful, we feel calm, and the anxiety goes away. So whenever you fear about something, maybe you fear about results, or maybe you fear about consequences, instead of fearing about it, keep a faith that whatever you have done will be right. If you make fear into faith, whatever you want, whatever results you want, you will get them. So don't doubt, just be faithful and remember that it will happen, whatever you're thinking. The next point is discover a positive self-concept. So everyone always telling be positive, but how to be positive, how to find that positive self-concept? The one thing that I say always is speaking to yourself, and not just speaking to yourself any random thing. Speak to yourself about how good your life is. Create your own story. See, basically what we do is in our day-to-day life, we create a story. We create our background. When we narrate our story to someone else, or we tell the story to ourselves, in fact, we create a story in our mind. So now you're the story writer, you're the storyteller. So basically you need to write a good story. If it's a story about you, try to make it good. Don't you want to be a hero in your life? Don't you want to be a superstar in your life? Maybe you're not a superstar for someone else, but you need to try to make yourself the superstar, the superstar of your film, of your story. So tell a good story about yourself to yourself. So when you do that, you feel good about yourself. When you tell yourself a good story. In your day, no matter how bad it was, try to find that one thing that was good about it and brag about it. You know, the same thing, your conscious mind. If you brag about that, your subconscious says, oh yeah, maybe I'm wrong. My life is good. So you need to write that good story. And how to apply a positive concept is, first thing is, you need to follow these two things. As soon as you wake up in the morning, you need to tell yourself that your day is going to be good. And at the end of the day, when you're going to sleep, remind yourself and tell yourself that your day was good, even though it might be, you know, you might have had a shitty day, but you need to try and grab onto the good memories throughout the day. So before going to sleep, remind yourself of the good thing you did today, one best thing, and try to be happy about it rather than focusing on the 10 bad things that happened in your day. So focus on the one thing, good thing that happened in your day. Maybe someone did something to you that you felt really good. Someone told you something really good. Or maybe you had a really good meal. You know, maybe someone did a kind deed to you. Remember those small things and be happy about it rather than being stressed and worried about the 10 things that happened bad today. Then the next thing is, acknowledge what was good. Okay, the same thing what I said, acknowledge in your day what was good and keep the memories. Memories don't just form, memories are formed when we focus on it. Good memories are formed when we focus on that memory and say, wow, this is a good memory. So it remains. And when we focus on the bad memory and say, oh my God, this is a very bad memory, it stays in your head. So be careful on what memories you make. So keep your memories good instead of bad. So eventually, when you keep good memories, you'll forget the bad memories and you will feel good about yourself. Moving to the next point is the third point. The third point is to learn to love yourself. I've said it in my previous podcast as well. We need to learn to love ourselves. There's no one else who's going to love us. So we need to love ourselves. To feel safe and secure and loved, you must be cultivated from within. This feeling of being safe and secure and loved, it comes from within. So you need to get that feeling from inside. Realizing you are responsible for your well-being. Okay, there's no one else responsible for your well-being. You're responsible for whatever you do. So own that responsibility and make yourself feel good. And the most important relation you have in this world is the one with yourself. Yes. Not even your parents, not even your spouse, not even your children. Your most important relationship should be with you. Because if you treat this relationship rightly, all the other relationships fall in place. If you don't feel good about yourself, how will you make others feel good about themselves? So that's why you need to feel good about yourself first. And so make your relationship with yourself good. Be your own favorite. And stop the bad habit of being negative, thinking negative. We all know what is negative. We all know when we think negative. So as soon as you catch yourself thinking negative, stop it right there. And instead of that negative thought, keep a positive thought in your mind. So that will eventually go away. And the last technique that I use to deal with anxiety is something called as a HALT technique. H-A-L-T. So what is this HALT technique? So in HALT, H stands for hunger. A stands for anger. L stands for loneliness. And T stands for tiredness. Yes, if you deal this 4 things, you will get rid of anxiety. It's very simple. Okay, listen to me. So H for hungry. So whenever you're hungry, you start thinking, you start overthinking. So when you catch yourself thinking too much, go and get yourself your favorite meal. Go and try to have your best meal. Get excited about that meal. Your anxiousness, your stress will automatically go away. Eat well, your stress will go away. But don't eat yourself to glory and don't become fat. Don't gain weight. Eat good food, limited. You shouldn't do it always, sometimes. Second thing is anger. Try not to get angry unnecessarily. I know we are humans, we do get angry. But try to judge that anger. Is it necessary right now? Is it necessary for me to be angry? Is it going to help me? If not, don't be angry. Get rid of that anger and your anxious thought will go away. The L for lonely. We get anxious when we are mostly lonely. I mean, there are two things to it. We feel good about ourselves when we are lonely. We feel anxious about ourselves when we are lonely. When you think you're getting anxious, when you think you're getting all negative thoughts, try to change it and immediately go meet your best friend. Go meet a person, or just, you know, if you can, talk to a random person. It changes your mood. It gets your thoughts away from those anxious thoughts. Make a random conversation with a person. Yeah. And the last T is for tiredness. If you're tired, you feel shit about yourself. You get all these negative thoughts in your head when you're tired. So make sure to get a good rest. And the good rest is only if you have a good sleep. That's why you need to maintain your sleep cycle. Have a good sleep for at least 8 hours. And then see, when you wake up in the morning, you'll feel really good about it. So if you deal with these four things, hunger, anger, loneliness and tiredness, you'll definitely get rid of your anxiousness. This is what works for me. I'm sure it'll work for you as well. So keep trying it. And most important thing, listen to your body. Your mind will tell you so many things. Not all of them will be correct. But your body tells what you need. If you pay close attention to your body, it will tell you what you're lacking, what you need. Even sleep, your body tells you if you need sleep. Your body tells you if you're hungry. If your body has certain defects, it'll tell you. Like if your skin is dry, it tells you that you need to drink water. You know, if your hair is falling, it tells you need to take care of your hair. So basically, listen to your body. It doesn't mean you shouldn't listen to your mind. You should listen to it as well. But give preference to your body over your mind. Because body tells you what is needed to be healthy. Mind just is a monkey chattering all the time in your head. Yes, my friends, that was it for today. So this is how to deal with anxiety. If there's any comments, if you feel anything you need to tell me, please go ahead and tell me. I'm listening to you. Your positive and your negative comments help me improve. So that's it for today, guys. I'm taking your leave. Your friend and buddy, Myron. Hasta la vista.